Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. Today, across Israel, the weather is bright and pleasant. In Tel Aviv, you can expect clear skies and a gentle breeze. Jerusalem has similar conditions with a mild temperature. Over in Haifa, it's equally sunny, making it a delightful day to be outside. Meanwhile, Eilat is enjoying warm temperatures, perfect for a stroll by the Red Sea. Here are today's headlines. First, at least 182 killed as Israel strikes central Beirut after saying Iran truce doesn't apply there, according to France 24, reported earlier this hour. Also, Iranian foreign minister says the U.S. must choose between ceasefire and supporting Israeli action against Hezbollah. This from the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, the U.S. and Iran agree to a fragile two-week ceasefire. Israel claims the deal does not extend to Lebanon. This is reported by Forward from earlier today. Separately, the IDF continues operations in Lebanon as the ceasefire excludes Hezbollah front, according to I-24 News from earlier today. And finally, Trump states Hezbollah in Lebanon is not part of the ceasefire deal with Iran. This comes from JNS in earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. Nur Ode, a journalist, posted just minutes ago that Israel continues to target and kill journalists, mentioning the death of Al Jazeera's Mohamed Wisha. Rania Khalik, a political commentator, wrote earlier today about the devastation in Beirut, saying buildings are being taken down without warning. Al Jazeera News reported just minutes ago that their correspondent Mohamed Wisha was killed by an Israeli drone attack in Gaza. Let's go deeper. Starting with the events in Beirut, France 24 reported that Israeli airstrikes in central Beirut resulted in 182 casualties. This attack followed Israel's statement that the Iran ceasefire does not cover Lebanon. The impact of these strikes marks the highest death toll in a single day during the ongoing conflict with Hezbollah. This escalation is raising concerns over regional stability, turning to the fragile ceasefire. The Jerusalem Post highlighted Iranian Foreign Minister Araghchi's claim that Lebanon is part of the ceasefire terms, which both the U.S. and Israel dispute. This disagreement could further strain U.S.-Iran relations as the ceasefire takes effect. For civilians, this uncertainty means ongoing tension and potential for further conflict. Meanwhile, the IDF's operations in Lebanon continue. According to I-24 News, Israel has ceased strikes on Iran, but remains vigilant against Hezbollah. This follows Trump's assertion that Hezbollah is not included in the U.S.-Iran ceasefire. Civilians in the region continue to face the threat of military action. On the economic front, first, Israeli startups raised over $1.15 billion in March, as reported by CTEC. The ongoing conflict hasn't slowed investments in AI, showing resilience in the tech sector. Separately, Israel Hayom reported that Mitzpe Ramon is becoming a significant success story. Despite wartime challenges, it offers tax benefits and innovative education, drawing new residents. And finally, Ynet Business reported that U.S. gas prices have topped $4, influenced by the Iran war driving oil prices up. This rise contrasts with Trump's previous promises to lower energy costs. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 3 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.